Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Gimel, and we learned Siman Dalet. We just gave four explanations to explain why Chazal were more lenient when it came to a situation of a Kablan over that of a Sechir Yom. We said one of the definitions defines the point is that the time is primary in the hiring element, as opposed to the Kablan, which the time is not a primary element. So that leads us to a question. In a scenario where a Kablan is paid by the hour, does he lose his status of being a Kablan? In other words, he's contracted to do the job, so the job is his responsibility. So based on the idea that the main point is the job, so we've covered our bases. But if the main point is the difference between time versus job, so the car mechanic, so give him a job, he has to redo your engine, it's a big job, and he comes at the end, so till he finishes the job, he cannot come with any claim for payment. So the argument that it's the malacha has to be completed is true. The argument that he's hired for the job is true. He comes and says, well, there were 7 hours of work, and he has to pay me for 7 hours of work. So is that a problem? So the Pesukim suggests that that's not correct. It's not a problem. The point is you're not paying him for the hours. The hours is a way to measure the value of the labor which the person has put in. There's X amount of man hours necessary to get this job done. So that besides the different types of components, different types of parts which he had needed to use to fix the engine, which he will charge you for the cost of those parts, he's charging you for his labor. So how do you put a value on the labor? Well, you put the value on the labor by saying it took this amount of hours. So that's a vehicle to put a value on the effort which is put into the job, but it does not detract from the main point over here, is he was hired for the job, and not for the hours. For example, in many situations, even if the car mechanic, they have a chart which tells us how many hours he expects to put into each type of work. Whether he actually put that amount of hours in is not relevant. If fixing the engine block is put in the chart and it takes 7 hours, they would calculate that it takes 7 hours, that amount of money, and they would charge it as such. Well, this mechanic got it done in 6, doesn't change the price. So he did that amount of effort in a quicker amount of time. So the time element is not the defining element in the malacha. So this leads us to the next question. The Chayyim is going to introduce an argument. If a person is hired, and not for a specific job, he's hired for a long period of time, as opposed to for a Sechir Yom, he's hired to work for him for the year. So do we say that by the fact that he's given a large amount of time to work, that makes it different than the Sechir Yom, which there's a clear, this day is specifically for the work for the Jew. It's 1 day's worth. So based on this last argument, we could hear that Sechir Yom, whatever day he does, that's he's working for the Jew. But the fact that we spread it out over a longer period of time, maybe is different. On the other hand, the primary element of Kabbalah is the job aspect versus the non-job aspect. That he was hired, he wasn't hired for a specific job. He was hired to work for the Jew for the period of time, a larger period of time. So can we make any argument that that's going to be mutter? So the Chayyadim is on record that that's going to be a mutter. But nearly, this is in the Chayyadim again, Siman Dalet, the Hu Adina im Sarchab Shabbat Shavua Echad Noisin Loi Kach Bekach Ben Yasa B'Shabbos Eloi. The Chayyadim feels that the Heter of Kablan applies if he's hired for the week, regardless of whether he works on each day. So he's not hired for the day, he's hired for the week. It's going to be mutter. Dim Loikain, if he must work all of the days that he's hired for, he has to work all 7 days specifically. Havikilu mitzavah lo shiyasa b'Shabbos, that goes under the umbrella of he's told him he has to work on Shabbos, which will be the next point that the Chayyadim raises in Siman Hey that he cannot tell necessarily to work on Shabbos. But assuming he said you're hired for the week, you can choose when to work, so the decision when to work belongs to the non-Jew. So even though he's not hired for the job, the decision when to work belongs to the non-Jew. So that fits very well with the first explanation that we said, that his Chir Yoyim is basically directed that he has to work for this day. And the Kablan, the person who's hired for the job, can choose how he wants to work. It's his business. It's his job. So over here, even though it's not his job, it's his time. He gets to choose when to work. So based on the first explanation, the halacha of the Chayyadim would make sense, whereas some of the other explanations would be harder to understand this Chiddush of the Chayyadim. This Chiddush of the Chayyadim is actually Machloikas, and we'll maybe clarify that more before we move on to the next Siman. And meanwhile, have a good day.